Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Genesis, chapter 1, we'll read verses 26 through 31 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree-yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat," and it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our church. Lord, I know me personally, I just love driving on the property on church days and church nights and realizing that you are going to be here and you are going to work here in our church. What a special thing. We've heard your people sing praises back to you. We've heard hundreds of people read your words aloud back to you, and now it's time for the man of God to preach your word to us. Father, please fill him with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. May we walk out changed in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
I've entitled this evening's sermon, "God Sees the Good." This is one of my favorite type sermons to preach, I think, because we have the opportunity to experience a thing called gratitude. Gratitude is one of those things that's missing in America today, and I wish there were more of it. Earlier, you read aloud Genesis chapter 1, started with verse number 26 and made our way through the end of the chapter to verse number 31, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 31. Now, let me talk to you just a little bit about that passage. God had spent 6 days creating everything. Now, understand something. He chose to take 6 days. It didn't take him 6 days. If he would have wanted to create it in a moment, in a flash, he could have created it all that quickly. We have a powerful God. He chose to take 6 days. I think that way it could calculate maybe in our minds a little bit what he had done. Now, on the sixth day, he creates man. Oh, let me remind you, I do not care what anybody teaches you in the heathen school. You did not come from a monkey. You were not evolved. That is a lie. And the truth is, you were created by Almighty God. The Bible says, then, in verse number 28, that God blessed these people that he had created. He had created a man, and he had created a woman. There were no halfway in-betweens there. There were no shims or its. They were either men or they were women, and God created them. And the Bible says, then, that God blesses them. By the time we make it down to verse number 31, the Bible says that God saw everything that he had made. In other words, God took a good look. He looked at everything that he had made, everything that he had created. And finally it says in verse 31, and he beheld, or behold, it was good. He seen it, he looked at it, and he said, that is good. I had so many nice things given to me over the holidays, and people bring me cookies and pie and cake. But the Conaways, they've mastered this thing of cheesecake. And they brought me a cheesecake, and I'm telling you, I know exactly how God felt when God looked at everything he created and said, "Behold, that's good." After I ate about 4 big chunks of this cheesecake, I said, "Behold, that is good. That is good." See, God looked at everything he had done. God looked at what he had created. He took the time to study it, and he said, "Boy, I see good. That is good. That looks good. That's good what's happening here." The Bible says in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." God has started a good work in you, and he wants to perform that work. He wants you and him to form a team and to do some good things with your life. And I love it because God has a good work for you to do. And I think that God is watching and examining as you do that good work. I want to show you something. Now, I'm going to hold this up, and everybody will get to see it. Choir, I'll get to you in a moment, and I'm going to ask you a question about it in just a minute. Everybody take a look at this. And choir. Now, for those that may hear this on tape or on a CD, I've got a big piece of poster board, and in the middle of it, there's a black dot. Now, somebody tell me, what do you see here? A black dot. Right. You're right. Now, let me tell you something about this. When you look at this, your eyes focus immediately on the black dot. But I have to point something out to you. There's more white there than there is black. Now, if this were good and bad, if the black or the dirty thing there would be the bad and the white would be the good. But it is amazing how we gravitate toward that black dot and our minds focus on that black dot. And if you ask the average person, what do you see? You say, "I see a black dot." But the truth is you see more white cardboard than you do a black dot. And we have a tendency to think that way. The human race has a tendency to look toward the negative for some reason. Why is it we miss all the white and we gravitate toward that black? Now, even as preachers and as leaders in our homes and in our churches and in our Sunday school classes and ministries, we preach against sins. I preach against drinking and cussing and smoking and chewing and all that sort of stuff. You might think, "Well, Brother Owen, are we always looking for the negatives?" Oh, not at all. You go to Sunday school and your Sunday school teacher is going to say, "Don't do that. Don't do that. Now, don't do that right there. Don't do that." We spend a lot of time on the don't do's. Parents, we're always saying, "That's bad. Oh, that's bad. Oh, you shouldn't do that. That's bad." And indeed, we should talk about those things that are sinful. And I think we need to notice the things that are bad. But you know something? I think that we also need to recognize all the good that is accomplished. And I think we need to recognize the good things in our lives and the good things in the lives of others. I'll be honest, I really believe that big white cardboard that I just showed you, as I show it to the human race, we see the black dot in the middle first because we gravitate toward the negative. But if I show that very piece of cardboard to Jesus, I hold that up so Jesus can see it. I say, "Jesus, what do you see?" He says, "I see all that white." The very first thing he would see would be the white. The very first thing I think he would see would be that positive. And so, God sees the good. He sees the good. Do you know that God knows how hard you try to live right? God sees all the good that you do. If it's a big good, God sees it. If it's a little good, God sees it. If it's a big right, God sees it. If it's a little right, God sees it. God gives equal time to finding your good. And I realize we're supposed to preach against sin, and I do. But I'm telling you something, I don't think God walks around in heaven all the time just trying to look at every bad thing we do. I think that God is interested in the good things that we do. He sees the good things that we do in private. You see, He sees not only our secret faults, as the Bible calls them, He also sees our secret goodnesses. Hey, listen, we us preachers, if we're not careful, we can give the idea that life is all doom and gloom, and God is just in heaven with a big magnifying glass looking for every little fault and every little error and every little sin, and I think He sees those. But I have to tell you, if He sees every little negative in our life, He then must also see every little positive in our life. If He sees our big sins, God also sees our big good or our big deeds that are good that we do. And I think we ought to give God credit for everything that He sees, not just the negative. So, may I say to you this evening, God sees the good. God sees the good. If you're the kind of person you say, Brother Owens, I just feel like I don't get much praise. And honestly, I don't think we ought to go around looking for praise. I think we ought to do right because it's right to do. But tonight, I think I want you to recognize the fact that your God sees the good that you do, whether it's a little good or a big good. Whether it was a struggle to do good or not, He still sees that good. God sees all the good that you do. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 9, says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth." And the Bible teaches us that He beholds both the good and the evil. Now, here's what we do. We often say, right there it says, God sees you when you do wrong. God sees your sin. God sees you when you're wicked. But wait a minute. If He sees that, then I must say, God sees you when you do good. God sees you when you're pure. God sees you when you're doing right. Hey, God sees our good as much and as easily as He sees our bad. And if we're not careful, we'll think all God sees is bad, but that's not true. God sees good too. God sees your good. When nobody else sees your good, God sees your good. I think we almost threaten people to give them the impression that God is he's making a list, you know, and he's just keeping track of all these bad things we do. Now, I don't know that that's true, but if it is, then I promise you this: God's also keeping a list of all the good things you do. He's keeping a list of the good. You know something? As you read your Bible, I believe God celebrates every word that you read. The Word of God is very important. And we make a pretty big deal about not changing one single word in this old black book. And if the words are so important, I believe every time you read your Bible, I believe God celebrates every word that you read. And God said, that's good, you're reading my Word. I think when you pray, God sees your good. If you pray at bedtime, God said, that's good. If you pray at your meal times, God says, that's good. I think every time you pray at mealtime, your God is not just listening to the prayer. I think God in His heart is saying, that is so good. You're doing good there, and I'm glad you're doing good. If it were a prayer at bedtime or a prayer at mealtime, if it's prayers here at church, every one of you that sincerely, when we bow our head and we close our eyes and we pray to open the service, God said, you did good right there. When you pray at offering time, God said, hey, you did good right there. When we pray before the sermon, God said, you did good right there. Every time you pray, not only does God listen to your request, in God's heart of hearts, He says, that's good. I told you to pray, and you're praying. You get points in heaven because you're doing good what I told you to do. As you tell others about Jesus Christ, God says, that's good. Whether it is a thorough presentation of the old time gospel, or it is your attempt to testify and just try to share Jesus, God looks down and says, that's good. That's good. I like that. When you take a gospel tract and you hand it to someone, God said, boy, that's good. Every gospel tract, my secretary, Mrs. Costa, said, she said, boy, I do not know how they do it. This church gives, I think the last time around, just a few months ago, less than 4 months ago, we had printed 10,000 gospel tracts, and they're all gone in 100 days. Now, that's a lot of, we're gospel tracking people. I'm sure the city of Martinsburg is going to start sending us a bill for all the litter all over the place, because there are gospel tracts everywhere. But I'll tell you, every one of those 10,000 gospel tracts that were distributed by this church, every time you gave one away, God said, that's good. You handed out another, God said, that's good. You gave out 20 in a day, God said, that's good, 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 that's good. Every one you gave away, God said, that's good. That's good. You're doing good now. God likes it when you do good. And God recognizes you're good. Every Christian song we sing, God said, that's good. You're doing good now. Hey, the song that you sing that's the right kind of music, God said, that's good. The songs that you listen to that are the right kind of songs, that God says, that's good. When you take a tape or a CD and you stick it in your tape player or your CD player and you begin to listen to it, God said, boy, that's a good song. I'm glad you're listening to that. And the next one comes along and God says, that's a good song. I'm glad you're listening to that. And the next one comes along and God said, that's good. I'm glad you're listening to that song. Every song that you sing in Sunday school, God says, that's good. That's good. Those of you that carry your Bible to work, every day that you carry your Bible, God said, boy, that's good. Hi, that is so good that you're carrying your Bible to work. Those of you that go to the public school, that carry your Bible to school, and you have every right to carry your Bible to school. They can wear AC/DC t-shirts at school. You can carry your Bible to school, that's for sure. But hey, every day that you carry your Bible to the public school and you're not ashamed of Jesus Christ, God said, that's good. Say, brother, I took my Bible to school on Monday. God said, that's good on Monday. Say, Brother Owens, I carry my Bible to school on Tuesday. God said, that's good on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday, and on Saturday, every day that you do right, God looks down and says, that's good. When you sing here in church, as you pick up that songbook and you begin to sing, saved by the blood of the crucified one, God said, boy, that's good. That's good. As you sing to yourself at home in a shower, God says, hey, that's all right. Nah, God says, that's good. When we sing on the buses, as the children sing the children's song, every song that sang on the church bus, God said, that's good. They sing the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's a book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E Bible. And God looks down and says, that's good. Boy, that's good. When Saturdays roll around at this church, and men get up early to show up at men's prayer meeting, God says, boy, that's good. When men show up for the men's prayer breakfast, every man, every week, God said, that's good. At that prayer breakfast, every man that helps to fry the bacon and flip the eggs and brew the coffee, every little effort that you put into that Saturday men's prayer meeting and prayer breakfast, God's looking down all the time you're doing and say, that's good. That's good. It's good what you're doing there. On Saturdays, we go out soul winning at 9 o'clock, and everybody that shows up every week, you say, well, Brother Owens, the crowd at that meeting is not real big, but I'm going to promise you something. Every week that you go there, God looks down and looks at your obedience and said, boy, that's good. Those of you say, I don't think anybody even notices I go to that meeting. I think somebody does, but I can assure you God does. And God looks down and says, that's good. I'm glad she's there. You can depend on her being there. You can depend on him being there. We have a bus meeting every Saturday morning, and let me remind every bus captain. Let me remind every bus driver. Let me remind every bus worker. Every week that you go to that bus meeting, God says, that's good. That's good. I'm glad you're there. As you sit and Brother Bajent teaches you about the bus ministry, God sits in heaven and he says, boy, that's good. Boy, I like that meeting. That's a good meeting. Those of you that on Saturdays help to set up this church and you get the chairs ready and the pulpits ready and everything ready so we can have church on Sunday. And some of you that are here late into the evening on Saturdays, those of you that help our janitors and help our custodians, let me tell you something. Every moment that you put in to this church, God looks down and says, boy, that's good. That's good. That's good. Every Sunday school teacher that spends their day on Saturday preparing a Sunday school lesson so they can teach it to boys and girls and to their classmates, God says, that's good. Those of you that get up every Sunday morning early and you're getting your family ready and you're trying to get yourself ready so you can come to church every Sunday morning, when you get up, God said, that's good. That's good. I'm so glad you got up this morning. Every tear that you shed for hurting people, God says, boy, that's a good tear. Boy, that's a good tear. And that's a good tear. And that's a good tear. God knows every tear you shed. God knows of everything that you do. God watches it. Hey, listen, wake up, fundamental Baptists, and realize God's not just interested in the bad that we do, but God also notices the good that we do. Our God is not hovering over us, wanting to destroy us. Our God loves us, and He wants us so desperately to know. He's glad when we do good. And if I could, I think God's proud of us when we do right. Just like a father would his children when his boy does right or his daughter does right, I think our God looks down and says, boy, I'm pleased. You've thrilled me with what you've done this day or at that given moment. I believe this. I believe every time you bring your Bible to church, when you grab that Bible up off the coffee table or wherever it is, and you start to walk toward church, I think God says, boy, that's good. That's good. They got their Bible, and they're not ashamed, and they're taking it to church with them. Listen, every nursery toy that is cleaned and sanitized, and every week we have those nursery toys cleaned and sanitized for the health of our children. Every nursery toy. And to those dear folks that help to get it done as they're being cleaned, God looks down and sees that little rubber toy being cleaned, and God said, boy, that's good what you're doing there. Boy, that's good what you're doing right there. Boy, you're cleaning another one. Oh, that's good what you did right there. God knows the good that you do. Those meetings, you deacons, that we have some late night meetings where we meet and the meeting goes on and you're tired and we're trying to care and serve the people by caring for the business of the church, God notices every time that you're at one of those meetings. Let me tell you something. You don't realize it, but when you go out here, some of you men that help to care for the lawn, you help us to mow the grass out here. I'll promise you, when you climb on that mower, you grab a hold of that push mower, that weed whacker, when you get out there, God said, boy, look at that. Look at that. Every blade of grass that you cut for the purpose of serving God, He's keeping track. Look, if God has the very hairs of our head numbered, I'll promise you, every good deed, everything that you do for the cause of Christ, your God looks down and says, boy, that's good. I like that what you're doing right there. That is so good. Hey, every diaper that's changed in these nurseries, God says, boy, that smells. I mean, God said, boy, that's good. That's good. You ladies, you say, I change diapers all week long at home, and I come to church, and what do? I change diapers. Well, let me tell you something. There has not been any diaper changed in vain around here. Thank God, the people in the church, thank you for changing them. But not only that, your God looks down and says, God bless you for changing that diaper. The baptistry towels. Do you realize that every time we baptize someone, there's a towel or two that's used? You know that somebody takes those home and they launder them and they dry them and they fold them and they bring them back and put them in their place. Hey, the person that cleans out this baptistry and it's scrubbed down every single week and refilled and sanitized. Hey, guess what? God sees you're good. Now, nobody else sees you climb into that baptistry. Nobody else gets to see the work that you put into it. Nobody else knows what you do. But God sees your good. I'm tired of this thing of God always hovering over us with a big stick ready to swat us in the head. I've got a good God, and He loves me. Yes, indeed, God hates sin. Yes, indeed, God doesn't like it when we do wrong, but my God loves me, and my God loves you, and He's looking for our good. He's happy about our good, and I think our God praises us for our good. See, when He created everything, He got done in 6 days, and He said, boy, that's good. That's good. All right, that's good. That's good what I see right there. Those of you that have a long ride to church, I was thinking of the Gillums and the distance that they travel to get to church. I remember at one point we've had people drive as far as 3 and 4 hours one way to get to this church so they could have an old-fashioned, independent, fundamental Baptist church to attend where there was a revival and something actually happened where it wasn't dead and dry, and they would travel that distance. Let me tell you something. Every mile you travel, every time the wheel spins, every time you wear on that oil and you burn up that gas, let me promise you something. God looked down and he said, boy, that's good what you're doing right there. Boy, that's good how you sacrifice and work to get to church. Those of you who, every little treat that you purchase to give away in a Sunday school class or on a bus route, I think of our greeters that taken upon themselves, sometimes they'll stand out here with a basket and little miniature candy bars or little pieces of hard candy. And those of you that'll have a little bit of candy in your pocket and the kids come to you here at church because you're making a little vestment. And those of you that have a little candy in your pocket for the preacher when he comes to church, God bless you. God sees that as good. And God wants more of you to give candy to the preacher so God can see you're good. Oh, let me tell you something. Every little piece of candy. Hey, where's Brother Renner? Brother Renner, every time you hand somebody a piece of candy out of that sports jacket pocket that you have right there, God says right there again, there's Herb Renner. He gives one in each one, gives one in each one, gives one in each one. Good job, Herb. Keep it up. Every little thing that you do, God sees your good, my friend. Hey, God spends 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, keeping his ever-loving, watchful eye on you. And you say, why? Is he looking for my bad? Oh, there's some of it there, but I think he's looking for your good. Amen. He's looking for your good, you see. Every track that's folded, God sees that you folded that track. Every little piece of trash that is picked up off this lot. When you came in out of the parking lot and someone had thrown a piece of trash down and you leaned down and picked it up and said, I don't want my church property soiled like that. I'll pick that up. And for the man that comes by here daily and picks the trash up for the pedestrians that drive by and throw their beer cans and things on the church lot, God sees every can you pick up, sir. God sees every piece of trash that you put in its place. Hey, God sees your good. God sees every paper that you grade, Martinsburg Christian Academy teacher, as everybody else is done for the day and you're up late and you're burning the midnight oil because you had to grade a bunch of papers and get grades ready to distribute to the children the next day. God sees every paper that you grade. God sees every teacher that puts in long hours. God sees, we've been working on a sign for our church down here at Highway 81. There was no way in the world our church could afford the amount of money that they wanted to build a sign and for us to hire it all done. A couple of our good men, thank God for Brother Greg Daymute and the amount of time and effort and money that man has put into that sign. And it won't be long, you're going to see a great big sign. The sign itself is 12 foot high and 24 foot long, and it's on a pole that's how high? The pole is already 20 foot high. That makes that sign 32 foot high and 24 foot long. And the amount of money that's been saved and the energy and the effort and the hour after hour after hour. Hey, Brother Greg, every bead of weld that was put on that sign while you put that bead of weld on there, God said, thank you, Greg. That's good. That's good what you did right there. That's good. Brother Young, the energy and the effort of the men that have pitched in to help out with that thing. Hey, God didn't miss a lick of it. Not one little bit of it. Hey, as much as God can critique our sin, our God critiques our good, and thank God for him. What a good God. What a God of balance. God's looking for my good. God's looking for my right. He's not ignoring me. He knows how hard I'm trying. Oh, thank God our God is a good God and he sees good. He sees every one of you that come out and you spread salt on this parking lot to make sure it's safe. And when we begin to move the snow, those of you men that show up here hours and hours and hours before the day starts. Brother Bajan, God sees it when you're up sometimes at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning when this congregation has no idea that most of these people don't even know there's a 3 o'clock in the morning. But you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, hey, getting the plows rolling so everybody here can park their truck. God sees you at 3 o'clock in the morning. He says, hey, right there's that Mike Bajan again. He's one of my favorites. Look at him down there. That's good, Mike. Keep up the good work. God sees your good. God sees you young people as you study in school and God says, that's good. God sees you as you obey your parents, and because it's a command of God to obey your parents, every little step of obedience, God says to the children in this room, that's good. To every teenager that does not have a rebellious spirit, and to every teenager that does what mom and dad say, and they obey mom and dad, and they honor mom and dad, every teenager here, let me tell you something, God says, boy, that's good. That's good. And I know how you feel, teenagers. You say, Brother Owens, it just seems like everybody's on my case. I go to school and they're on my case. And at church they're on my case. And my mom and dad are on my case. You say, but Brother Owens, it just seems like it's negative after negative after negative. I remember when I was a teenager, it kind of seemed that way. But let me tell every one of you teenagers something. Hey, God sees every bit of good. And thank God for the young people we have around here. Thank God they fight for the front rows. Thank God they show up. I think 21 people they won to Christ last week in teenage soul winning. Thank God that everywhere we take them, every basketball game they play, every youth activity we have, all the reports come back and say, that's the finest group of young people we have ever seen. Thank God, young people, we're not disappointed. You're doing good. Your preacher sees it. But more important than that, your God sees it. Your God sees it, teenagers. Those of you that are faithful to our Faith Promise program, God sees your good. To every person in this building that listens in Sunday school with your whole heart, God sees your good. Every minute you invest on a computer for this church, God sees your good. Every boy that keeps his hair cut like a young man, God sees your good. Every lady that dresses right, God sees your good. Hey, every one of you that decorate around here, and what magnificent decorations we have around here. Let me tell you something. Mrs. Nash and the ladies that decorated for Christmas, every Christmas bulb you hung, God said, boy, that's good. Boy, that's good. You other decorators, and what a fabulous job they do. Every time you've got your big canvases and your big pieces of styrofoam all over the place, and you got your paintbrush out, every swipe of the paintbrush, God said, boy, that's good. I like that. You're doing a good job on that thing. Listen to me. Every one of you that have chosen to run with the right crowd, every moment of every day that you're with the right crowd, God is saying, that's good. That's good. That's good. That's good. Every gift that you give. Hey, those of you that work in what we call the Shenandoah Hospitality Ministry, it's thankless. Nobody ever much notices you. Nobody much recognizes you. Every loaf of bread that you give to a visitor, every batch of cookies you give to a visitor, God said, that's good. Boy, that's good. That's good what you're doing there. Hey, every greeter, every smile, every handshake, God says that's good. Every time you ushers pass a plate or distribute a visitor's card, God said, boy, that's good what you're doing right there. Every time you turn, hey, every time you watch something decent with your eyes, God says that's good. Every time you staple something for the church because you are adding two pieces of paper for the work of God, God said, boy, that's good what you're doing right there. Every hard worker here that gives our church a good reputation out in the community, God said, hey, what you're doing right there, that's good. Every submissive act by every submissive wife is good. Every time you say please, God said, that's good. Every time you say thank you, God said, that's good. Every person here that's trying to rebuild your life and rebuild your testimony, and you say, I'm trying, preacher. I'm trying hard to do right. God looks down and says, you're doing good. You just keep on coming. Don't let the Pharisees stop you. You just keep on coming on for God. Every choir practice you attend, God says, that's good. Every time you bring somebody to church with you, God says, that's good. Every time you're obedient to the laws of this land, God says, that's good. Every time you help on the church bus, God says, that's good. Every time you give at church, God says, that's good. Every piano special that is prepared, every offertory, every song that's sung, God says, that's good. Those of you that never miss church on Sunday morning, God says, that's good. That's good. Everybody that's here every Sunday night, God said, that's good. Everybody that's here every Wednesday night, God looks down and says, boy, that's good. You young people that say yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, God said, boy, that's good. That's good. Everybody here that helps to introduce a visitor when we have visitors, God said, boy, that's good what you're doing. Every good book that you read, God said, that's good. Hey, listen, every board that you cut or nail that you drive, as we expand our facilities here. Hey, Brother Hawkins, God has not missed one spindle of those ramps that you put in out there. And there are a lot of spindles on the ramps of those three mobile units. God did not miss a one. Brother Dula, God did not miss one little bit of that mud that you spread to fix that drywall up there. Brother Davis, God didn't miss any of that painting that you did. Brother Chapman, God knows all the painting you did around here. Every inch of every building, of every wall that you painted, God didn't miss it. Brother Chuck, God didn't miss all those buses you've been cranking on and helping to run. Look, folks, do you stop and realize how big God is? God's a big God. God's not in heaven all the time just looking down at you and saying, boy, that's bad, that's bad, that's bad. I think God has his hands full of saying, that's good, that's good, that's good, that's good. Hey, Martinsburg Christian Academy student that follow the rules on and off the property, God says, boy, that's good. Sometimes I'm sure it seems like the negative gets the attention. Sometimes it seems like we see the black dot in the middle of the card, but I can assure you, your God sees all the white cards, not just the black dot. Every songbook that is straightened in these pews as we prepare for a church service, God said, that's good. Every piece of dust that is removed from a ledge, God says, that's good. Every letter typed by every secretary, God said, that's good. The interior of every bus that is cleaned and swept and taken well care of, thank God for the people that do that. And God knows that you go out in the cold and in the heat and you clean up a sticky bus. God sees every bus seat that you wipe off. God sees every bus window that you clean. God sees every piece of trash that was thrown on the floor that you picked up. Hey, God sees every teenager at Teenage Soul Winning. God sees every door that's been knocked on by a bus worker. God sees every chair that gets set up for every Sunday school class, and every toilet that's been scrubbed, and every flower that's been planted. Brother Butch, God sees everyone. Every time you respond to an altar, God said, boy, that's good. Boy, God sees good. Amen. Hey, but not only that, and I've got a whole lot more, but we just need to move on. You get the idea, I'm sure. Amen. Not only that, God sees all the bad you reject, and he says, boy, that's good. Amen. Boy, that's good. When you reject bad, God says that's good. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with that temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Now look, all of us are tempted. Some decide not to yield to the temptation, and you think all God does is he's watching for someone that yields to the temptation so he can hammer them and get on them at the moment and say, how you yielded to temptation. No, I think God spends just as much time saying, look at that, she didn't yield. Look at that, he didn't yield. Look at that, they said no to sin. Every time you say no to listening to a dirty joke, God says, that's good. Every time that you don't stay home from church because it's a little bit hot outside, God says, that's good. Every time you struggle in the cold to get to church and you could have stayed home, God says, boy, that's good. Every time you turn off a bad television program, God says, boy, that's good. Hey, when you don't cuss and you don't say words that could come out of your mouth that are filthy, God says, boy, that's good. When you could have had more friends in the bad crowd, but you chose the right crowd, God says, boy, that's good. When you said no to the wrong kind of a boy on a date, God said, that's good. When you said no to a girl and the wrong kind of a date, God said, boy, that's good. When you don't steal, God says, that's good. When you don't cheat, God says, that's good. When you had a chance to lie and you did not, God said, boy, that's good. When you could have cut school or lied about being sick and not going to work, but you told the truth, God said, boy, that's good. For every young lady or every lady, period, that's out with somebody they're not married to and the temptation comes to do wrong and you said, no, we're not married, God looked down and said, yeah, that's good what you just did there. To everybody here that rejects a drink of booze, God said, that's good. To everybody here that rejects that smoke, God said, that's good. To everybody here, to every young person here that does not talk back to your teachers, God said, boy, that's good. To everybody here that denies the opportunity to do drugs, God said, that's good. To everybody here that is not a vandal, God said, that's good. To everybody here that does not listen to bad music, God said, that's good. To everybody here that doesn't get involved in the world's kind of dress, God said, that's good.
that's good. Hey, if you don't have a worldly hairstyle, boys, God said that's good. If you're not looking at bad books, God said that's good. If you're not listening and watching bad DVDs, God said that's good. Look, if you've got some good friends and you've denied the bad friends, God said that's good. You have said no to lustful thoughts, and God said, boy, that's good. Every time you do right, God says, boy, that's good. That's good. Every negative comment that you reject, God said, that's good. Everything, every time that you have a chance to be on the internet and get into some wicked chat room where you should not be, and you do not, God says, that's good. Every time you say no to pornography, God said, boy, that's good. Every time you reject being involved in gossip, God says, boy, that's good. Every time you reject the opportunity to cause disunity in the local New Testament church, God said, boy, that's good. Every time you have a desire to hate, but you say, I'm not to hate, I'm to love my enemy, God said, boy, that's good. When you reject depression that you could control, God says, boy, that's good. When you control a sin in your life, God says, boy, that's good. When you reject false religion and false doctrine, God says, boy, that's good. I just love this idea. God sees good. God sees the good that you do, and he says, boy, that's good. God sees the bad you could do and did not do, and God said, that's good what you're doing there. And God also sees the good that you could do with your life. God has goals for you. God has a good potential for you. Keep doing right. God sees it. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered into the hearts of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. God has some wonderful and good things for you. Your potential, your future is full of good things. Look, God sees the good husband that you could be. God sees the good church member you could be. God sees the wife and the good wife that you could be. God sees the good Christian that you could be. God sees the good Christian businessman you could be. God sees the good employee that you could be. God sees the good Christian school teacher you might be someday, or the good citizen you might be someday, or the good soul winner you might be someday. Your potential. What's out there in the future? God's got some great plans for you. He's got some good plans for you. God has some wonderful things for you. God can see the good friend that you could be someday, or the good preacher you could be someday, or the good bus captain you could be someday, or maybe you'll be a preacher's wife someday, and God sees that good on the horizon for you. He sees you being a good Bible college student, or being a good son, or a good doctor, or maybe a good missionary, or a good deacon, or a good Sunday school teacher, or a good bus director. Let me tell you something. God has all sorts of good planned for your future. He wants to look down and say, look at what she's doing. Look at what he's doing. Oh, that's good. God sees song directors, young men that lead singing on buses in junior churches and primary churches. And God looks down and says, I see some good things on the horizon for you. I see some wonderful things. A good Christian lawyer, a good policeman, a good Christian writer possibly. Hey, God may see someone in here that becomes a wonderful soloist in the church, or an assistant pastor, or a youth director. A good Christian. Listen, the reason why we stay on the bad is because we want your life to be filled with good. If we can keep the bad out, God can see good. Keep doing right. Keep doing right. Our God sees good. Let me give you a quick piece of advice, and I'm finished. I think if we're going to be like him, then we too need to work at seeing the good. Let's look for the good in our children. There's an awful lot of good there. Look for the good. Be careful, always noticing nothing but the bad. Husbands, look for the good in your wife. It's there. But we naturally, our sinful nature, what do? We just zero in on that black negative, don't we? But God sees good. Let's see the good in our children. Let's see the good in our wives. Ladies, let's see the good in your husbands. Most of you have fine husbands. See the good. Martinsburg Christian Academy, the faculty, the staff, the administration, stop and see the good in those students. Amen. See the good that's there. Hey, those of you that are mature Christians, you've been around for a while, do me a favor. Make sure you take the time to see the good in our new Christians. They're just getting started. Every little thing that they do right, instead of saying, "Well, I can't believe you're living like that here in our church." Why don't you just thank God they're in church? They're just getting started. Give them a chance to grow and look for the good and praise the good. Let's look for the good in our leaders. We've got some wonderful Christian leadership around this church. You be careful now. Be careful that you're not looking for the bad. And there are some people, that's just what they spend their life doing. I'm going to find something bad. I'm going to find something bad. I'm going to find something bad. Some people just have negative spirits. I say to you, God sees good. And every leader here, you look for the good in your followers. One last thing I want to show you, and I'm finished. I want to show you something about salvation. I'm going to show you another card. Now we have a black poster board with three white dots on it. Do you know what happens in regard to the world and their concept of salvation? They immediately say they see their little bit of good. And you say, "You want to go to heaven?" And they say, "Oh, I'm doing good deeds." Well, let me tell you something. Our good deeds are just a sprinkling on a very nasty background. And it doesn't matter how many good deeds one does, that will never get them to heaven. You see, we've got a foundation of wrong and sin. That's why we need a Savior. That's, you say, "Well, I did some good deeds." Good deeds will never get you to heaven, folks. We've got a black background. What we need is Jesus Christ as our Savior. He has a perfect background. He's white through and through, all cleaned up. So many, they look at a good deed or two and say, "Well, I did this or I did that right, therefore I deserve to go to heaven. We've done so much bad, we all deserve to go to hell. Thank God for the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ." And so many, before salvation, want to look at their good deeds to save themselves. It won't save you. If you're here tonight and you're not born again, you can do good deed after good deed. You'll never make up for all the sin and everything that we've done and our rejection of Jesus Christ. You just need to get saved. If you're here tonight and you're born again, why don't you do yourself a favor? Why don't you try to think like God just a little bit more? Because God sees good. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you died tonight and you're not sure you go to heaven, we welcome you to the Savior. We're going to have an altar call. What that means is, in a moment, the choir will begin to sing. When they begin to sing, we'll all stand. The men on this platform will take their place on the lower floor at the end of each aisle down front. And if you're not saved, if you died tonight, you do not know for a fact you'd go to heaven, you leave your seat, you walk down the aisle toward the front, walk up to one of these men, say, "I want to be born again." We'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. You won't do it yourself. You can put a bunch of white dots on that black background, but you'll never do enough to get yourself saved. Jesus Christ has to save you. It's a gift. It's given to you by Him. The Bible says, "Come now, let us reason together, though, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." It is only He that can clean off your slate of sin. If you're not saved, you come. If you're here to this evening, you've been saved and never baptized, you need to come and be baptized. Maybe you need to join this church. I don't know. Maybe you're here this evening and you just need this altar for a little while. Maybe some husband or wife, some child, some parent, maybe some leader, some follower. You need to come to this altar, get on your face and say, "Lord, I gravitate toward the negative. I'm the kind of person that sees the black dot in everything." It would do a lot of marriages, a lot of families, and a lot of ministries in this church some good if you would just look at the good. Oh, I know the negative's there. Don't worry, that'll be pointed out to us. But let's look at the good. I'm going to ask the instrumentalists to begin to play. Let's all stand to our feet with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Choir, if you'll sing a song of invitation, please. I'm not afraid of the dark. What is it, teenager? Is all you see is the negative about your dad or the negative about your mom? Well, there's a lot of good there. How about it, husband? Is all you see is the negative about your wife? Is that all she ever hears about? How about it, ladies? Is that all your husband ever hears? What you don't like, what he doesn't do right, what the negative is? Maybe you need to come down here and get on your face and ask God to forgive you. You got a problem with the church? You're going to have to work pretty hard to come up with your list of black dots to throw on this old white church, but you may have them. Might be wise that you look at all the positives. Positive after positive after positive is available. Remember, if you're not saved, every good deed you do, I'm glad you did, but good deeds never saved anybody. All your good deeds are splashed on a black background. You need to get saved. And when you get saved, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. God, through Jesus Christ, will clean you up. You can't join the church and go to heaven. You can't get baptized and go to heaven. You can't get money and go to heaven. You trust Jesus Christ. That thing and that thing alone will get you to heaven when you die. Yes, I think you ought to do good deeds. Yes, I think you ought to get baptized. Yes, I think you ought to give. But it won't save you. And all those preachers out there that try to tell you, give your money to the church so you go to heaven, they're liars. You don't get money to go to heaven. Heaven was already paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Paid for in full. The only way to get the black dots off, removed, is through Jesus Christ. Some of you that you say, Brother Owens, I'm busy about the things of the Lord, but sometimes I feel sorry for myself. Don't think anybody notices. Well, let me tell you something. God notices. God notices. Hey, and ask yourself this question. Who are you serving anyway? Well, I think we ought to pat each other on the back. I think we ought to show some gratitude toward one another. But let me tell you, if nobody ever slaps you on the back, and if nobody ever knows what you did, God sees good. God keeps a better record than man ever could. For every nickel of kindness that you have given to somebody, God sees good. For every right effort, God sees good. Much as God has the power to investigate our lives for the bad and the negative and the sin, God has the power to investigate our lives for the good, the positive, the pure. God sees good. Continue to sing choirs, people are dealt with. The altar is still open. There's probably somebody here that needs to follow the Lord and believe in baptism. God will see that good. For every person here that makes some decision, maybe you don't come to the altar as you make that decision. Let me promise you something. God sees the decision you made in your heart. God said, boy, that's good. That's good that you made that decision. That's good. We have people here in our church that choose to anonymously be good to people. Every once in a while, they give a little anonymous gift, and they don't want anybody to know about it. That happened this Christmas. I know a good man and his wife that made Christmas available to people, and that hey, help some people have a nice Christmas dinner. Let me tell you something. God sees you good. God knows about it. Hey, now that good won't save you, but if you're already saved, that good sure is getting some attention from a God that sees it. God sees good. We've had others to come. You just bear with us. When God looks down and sees an old-fashioned church having an old-fashioned altar call and people coming and getting saved and getting right with God, you know what God says? God said, boy, look at that. That's good. That's good. Listen, for every smile, every touch of encouragement, God sees that good. To our dear missionary brother, God sees every mile that you travel and every bit of your life that you give for the cause of Christ, every bit of it. You may feel forgotten. God sees the good. God sees good. Brother Tanner, God knows all the good you've done in your year and all the time you and your dear wife spent serving God. He sees the good. He recorded every bit of it. God sees that good. Be sure of it. God sees the good. God's a good God. He's good at seeing good. Let's not give God a bad rap, folks. Let's give Him credit. One more time through the song, is there yet those being dealt with? God sees good. Thank you, congregation. Have a seat if you will.